Yowza, yowza, yowza. Big doings on the internet this week, but come on. Did you really care that much about that lion? With all the crap going on in the world, that was worthy of your fake outrage? I mean, there's so much vile and evil running rampant, but some rich guy shooting a lion gets your panties in a wad. You know what bothered me? Seeing the girl who shot the giraffe. You never hear about a giraffe killing and eating villagers. Shooting a giraffe, to me, is truly a senseless killing, especially since giraffe meat is really greasy and kind of tough. And don't even get me started on sloth hunting. Big debates last night. Politics, for me, that's my sports. Those are my teams. And these are the playoffs. Last night, Carly Fiorina owned her debate. Quick, concise answers. It came from solid thinking. She should be in the next round on the main stage. And then there was the Donald. The Donald that no one knows what to do about. The establishment is used to owning and controlling all of their candidates with money. Trump has the money. He doesn't have to answer to anybody, and it has the overlords in a tizzy, especially when he speaks truth like, yeah, I gave to everybody's campaign, and when I need a favor, I know they'll pick up the phone and get it done for me. That's how it works. The system's broken. And then it comes to the tax law. Several candidates last night had plans, but none used my model of 10% tax on people and corporations. No lobbyists, no tax lawyers. Everybody pays 10%. We'd have corporations busting their ass to come to this country. We'd have more jobs than we would know what to do, but nobody is willing to take on the lawyers and the robber barons that have the stranglehold on this country, and that is the appeal of Trump. He says what he wants, and nobody can control him. And where's the Democratic debate? What, are they just going to coronate Hillary? Come on. There's at least three other candidates. Let's have our first cage match with the Democrats. Come on. We got to wait till October. I personally, and I must say this so that there's not repercussions in the building, I personally, this is just me representing no one but me, say anybody but Hillary. The Clintons have always had a problem with the truth. There's an old saying, if the Clintons can't get you on the convention floor, they'll get you in the parking lot. And how are we going to go through an election season without Jon Stewart? For 16 years, he went after the speakers of BS, whether they were on the left or the right. He was smart, he was funny, and now he's no more. Of course, he did leave us with some advice. If you smell something, say something. Because the BS is everywhere, in the workplace, in the government. If you smell something, say something. And right now, the stench of the slave pit should be leaving your nostrils, and we should be heading into the lavender bouquet of freedom. 2 days to rest and relax and put our brains on hold. This is one of the last weekends of the summer of 2015, and if you haven't had fun yet, when do you think it's going to happen? You got to hunt that fun down. You got to be like a dentist from the Midwest and stalk it. Stalk that good time and get it. Lots of sun and low humidity this weekend. If that's not pigging out, porking out, and freaking out weather, I don't know what is. So let us launch into action, for this weekend is here. And you, Giotta, Giotta. We out!